I have a confession to make. I don't love my husband anymore. Especially not on these days. Our flame burned out a long time ago, leaving two severely scorched hearts in its wake. No matter how many times I try to convince myself that a stray ember will soon catch fire, that the old sparks will return someday, the coldness remains. I married him when I was 18 years old, when I was young, dumb, and thought I knew everything. I was captivated by defiance, too obsessed with the whole, "But Mom, I love him, and he's the only person who understands my deep, dark past," that I couldn't see the web I was weaving. By the way, having strict parents who enforce a midnight curfew hardly equates to having a deep, dark past. Honestly, I don't even think I'm attracted to my husband anymore. He's currently on top of me, taking more than he gives, as usual, and all I can think about is whether I turned off our coffee maker. I think I hit the switch. Did I hit the switch?
You like this, baby? You like the way I feel inside of you?
Oh, yeah, Nate. Oh, yeah. Wait, didn't I say, oh, yeah, 10 seconds ago? Damn it. Oh, baby. Say, oh, baby, next.
Tell me you like this, Autumn. Tell me.
Oh, baby, I like this. No, I love this.
I know you do.
Okay, now I'm convinced that I didn't turn off that coffee maker. I made 2 cups of hazelnut, tried out the new espresso feature, and then I brewed that blend of vanilla, so...
Can you feel me, baby? Oh, I'm almost there.
Ugh. Why does he sound like a cross between a wounded bear and a dying tiger? I can't do the fake leg shake if he doesn't move his arm.
Autumn, are you there?
There should be consequences for being this bad in bed.
Are you about to come with me?
Oh, yes, yes, yes! I'm there!
I love you, Autumn.
I love you too, Nate.
That was good for you as usual, right?
Right. This is always the most awkward part of our mornings, when what's left of our marriage is on full display, and we're forced to pretend like whatever strained conversation that follows means something, or that the words, I love you, hold weight, when we both know that they don't. Truth is, we're not even friends anymore. We're more like estranged roommates who made a foolish promise years ago, and we're just going through the motions until someone finally has the courage to break it.
The president of the HOA is supposed to stop by to get our vote for the air balloon festival. I'm thinking we should vote no.
I already voted yes and pledged to donate extra. The Warrens invited us to another one of their themed dinner parties this weekend. I don't want to go.
What's the theme?
Marital bliss.
Tell them I'm working late.
I will. You want waffles for breakfast?
Always.
I didn't turn off the coffee maker. I knew it. Usually, Nate offers to make breakfast after sex, but I need a moment alone to think today. I need a freaking break. 1 second, I'm coming.
Well, good morning, Autumn.
Good morning, Katie.
Today looks like it's bound to be another beautiful day on Sweet Sycamore Lane. I just love living in this neighborhood, don't you?
What's not to love about living in a never-ending episode of suburban hell with a bunch of Stepford wives?
Huh? What did you say?
I said that I agree with you, 100%. I just love living here, under all the rules, the blandness, and the syrupy sweet street names like Whispering Willow, Pressed Pine, and...
Monday Magnolia and Jumping Juniper?
Yeah, those two.
Me too! Oh, I can't wait until we get our brand new gate. Anywho, I didn't see you at the Fall Festival over the weekend. Any reason why?
I work part-time at a craft store on the weekends.
Oh, that's right. I still can't believe your husband lets you work. I mean, he's a top-tier executive, and it's 2022. That's practically a crime.
I enjoy my job, Katie.
Oh, please, Autumn. Part-time or not, I know those hours have to be the worst part of your week. You should be spending your free time with me and the other girls around here instead of wasting it on a pointless job. There's tons of hot yoga, luxury shopping, and coffee dates to enjoy while the boys handle the business. That's far better than stringing instruments and sorting yarn, you know?
All I know is that conversations like this make me wish I worked full-time.
This past Saturday, Josie had us all over for an audiobook and wine listening party. It was an erotic book with this sexy alpha male in it. Oh, and it was so dirty that we had to pause it every 10 minutes to catch our breath. It was an incredible 4 hours of filth. And I left with super wet panties. I still haven't washed them.
I didn't need to know that.
You're welcome anyway. I'll have to tell her to send you the link so you can enjoy the filth too.
Noted. Not to be rude, Katie, but I'm in the middle of making breakfast right now. Is there something you need?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I know I can ramble on and on. Anyway, I just happened to be driving by, and I couldn't help but notice that your front porch mums are officially out of season.
Excuse me?
Your mums, Autumn. They're throwing off the entire aura of our street today. It's way past time for you to pull them out and replace them with something more fitting, don't you think?
Is she being serious right now?
I know you had some super strong bloomers this year, but they're giving me late October-ish vibes at this point, and everyone can see that October is long gone.
Katie, today is literally November 1st.
I know. So, I am sure your landscaper will understand when you call him about this travesty ASAP. I mean, I can call mine and insist that he do it for you if you'd like. I'd hate for you to be the only house on the block that isn't keeping a firm handle on the changing seasons.
Right. Goodbye, Katie. Have a beautiful rest of the day on Sweet Sycamore Lane.
Wait, do you want me to call Josie to get the name of that audiobook first? I've been replaying the best scenes in my mind, and I am more than happy to...
A part of me wants to rush back outside to Katie and ask her if we can grab a coffee, if I can possibly tell her about my broken marriage with Nate. And perhaps she can convince me that these feelings are all in my head, or confirm that I'm not alone. Then again, I've struggled to get close to any of the women here. Sometimes I feel like they're all tuned in to a never-ending episode of Married Life is Wonderful, and I'm never allowed to complain about where the writers are taking the show. I have to talk to someone, though, sooner rather than later. Wanda? No, she'll try to sell me leggings. Pamela? I don't think so. She'll make me talk to her cats. Julie? Julie's right next door. That could work.
Hey there, Autumn. Isn't today another beautiful day on Sweet Sycamore Lane?
Okay, seriously, did the mortgage company somehow program everyone to say that line when you moved in? Or do you just love saying it?
I'm afraid I'm not following.
Never mind. Do you have any free time this afternoon? I need to talk to you about something. Something really important.
If this is about Linda Watts' disaster of an HOA meeting, I will bring over 2 bottles of wine. I can't believe she tried to make people buy her shampoo products at the end.
No, it's about...
Hey, put that back on the shelf, mister. Now. Right now, Daniel. Stop embarrassing me in this store.
Should I call you back at a different time?
God, no. You're the first adult I've spoken to today. Hold on one second while I put Daniel back into this cart, okay?
Okay.
Hey, I just got an urgent call from a top client. Can I write you a rain check for this morning's breakfast?
I nod, knowing that I'll never redeem it. We say lines like, "You want waffles?" or "Want to watch a movie later?" in the same way that friendly strangers ask, "How are you today?" and "Great weather, isn't it?" We aren't interested in the actual answers, and we don't expect the encounter to lead to any place new.
I hope you have a good day.
You too. He blows me a kiss, and I pretend to catch it. For a quick moment, as he stands there in his custom black suit and sexy gray tie, with a satisfied smile on his lips, he almost looks like the man I thought I married. Almost.
I feel like I'm forgetting something. Am I?
I don't think so.
Well, bye.
Bye. As much as I don't want to admit the truth or give her any credit, I can't help but hear my mother's rightful words replaying in my head for what has to be the umpteenth time this year.
Don't get married at 18, Autumn. You'll regret it.
Hello? Hello? Autumn? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So sorry about Daniel. He's a handful these days. What's this thing you want to talk to me about?
Nate.
Aw, you need help picking out something special for your upcoming anniversary?
No. I want you to tell me why I shouldn't ask him for a divorce.
Oh. Well, do you want to meet me at Wimstery Cafe in a couple of hours? Maybe four-ish?
Absolutely. I'll grab a booth in the back for us.
Great. See you there.
There's no point in making breakfast anymore. I'd rather kill time until lunch by driving around the city instead of staying in this cold house for another second. Besides, there's no way that this can all be in my head, right?